Trade deals like the North American Free Trade Agreement, or NAFTA, were designed to promote and preserve our trade relationships with foreign markets. These relationships benefit countless sectors in the U.S., including agriculture. For example, the majority of cotton grown in the U.S. is sold to overseas customers, and positive working relationships with those customers are crucial to the survival of the industry. Reese Langley, Vice President of Washington Operations for the National Cotton Council, joins us with an update from Washington regarding the administration's latest executive order on trade.
The administration is continuing its focus on the trade front by issuing an executive order that the U.S. will withdraw from the Trans-Pacific Partnership and has indicated that the focus for the current time will be on negotiating more bilateral trade agreements, including with a number of the countries that were part of the TPP agreement. The administration has also indicated its intention to work toward updating and renegotiating NAFTA, the North American Free Trade Agreement, between the U.S., Mexico, and Canada.
And when it comes to the response so far from the agriculture community,
maintaining the current provisions and making sure there's not a weakening of NAFTA is important across the ag community. Mexico represents a top export market for a number of ag commodities and is in the top 5 of export markets for U.S. cotton. So that's something the industry will be following very closely.